This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
Get this show on the road.
With a capital F.
Oh, well, hello there, and welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I'm Graham. He's Fleesky. How the hell you doing
Bonjour.
Today, sir? How you doing?
Bonjour.
A little French.
Bonjour.
I like it.
Je m'appelle Fleesky. Oh, oui, oui.
If you you'll clean it up. All right.
I'm just trying to extend our viewers, you know, so we might have to get onto that French market eventually.
That's fine. No, eventually we'll start doing translations. Maybe we'll have someone do foreign translations that aren't really what we're saying. That would be fun.
That'd even better. Oh,
yeah,
I think
if we existed in foreign countries, but it was a whole different show. It was like a soap opera. That would be, yeah. I'm doing enough already, though, damn it. But anyway, moving
on.
Did I
ever show you that video that my man's made for me? I'm sending this video my man's made about me, about fantasy shame. He said I was cheating when you're in fantasy, and took this whole video I made and dubbed it with some Chinese dude. It's actually great. Shouts out to B Young. Mariota with children in our fantasy league. So
yeah, that does sound good. Yeah, share it with me. As a matter of fact, send it to the capfsports@gmail.com email address. And all listeners, you can send fun stuff to that address too. But yeah, send it to that, and I'll try and put it up at the end of this podcast if you send it tonight.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
But I guess the news, I don't know if I'd call it news, but one of the more recent things I was exposed to via the internet was a recent photo of Sammy Sosa. And if you're just listening, I would say just Google most recent Sammy Sosa picture. But if you're watching on YouTube, you're in for a green screen treat.
Oh, okay, I was going to pull it up on my phone. So that picture you said, I looked at this picture. I'm like, who is this Czech Republican dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is this guy?
He looks, I don't know.
What did he do, bleach his skin or something? Is that what he did? Or
yeah,
obviously,
actually, it's interesting you asked that, because I have done, when was this? Maybe about a year ago. Maybe it was around this time last year. Sammy Sosa did an interview, and his skin... He looked like chewed bubble gum. Like, that's another picture I'll put on the green screen. But his previous attempts at skin bleaching, like, he looked bad. Like, his skin looked really awful. Like, by comparison to this photo, looks like a happy old baby, you know?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. The picture you sent me, like, I was like, this guy, like, that's Sammy. So this guy looks like a happy man that didn't get caught of drugging.
Yeah.
And
you know, that was my deal. When he looked like chewed bubble gum, I did that Kingbo Christ, I say that to say this podcast. I talked about it with Griff. I think I did some short videos about it because it was kind of mind bending when I first saw him. Because when I first saw him, he looked like not any kind of person. He didn't look like a white person or a black. He looked like an alien. Was kind
of albino. It's like albino, right? Almost. No, that's kind of what he looked like to me.
Before that, like that, his skin was like the texture and color of like chewed gum, and it was really horrifying. It was like, geez, what's he doing to his face? This picture, though, I mean, instilled a bit of empathy, I guess. Like, you know, I want everyone to love themselves, but if he looks happy in this one, he looks like a big baby, you know.
He looks extremely happy. You know what? He looks Michael Jackson didn't look as happy as is
not
my
at
man
all.
Sammy
never.
Sosa does.
Never.
No, never. 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 Maybe when he was Pepsi commercial Michael Jackson, but that was about it.
Yeah, Sammy is like, you can see it in his face. Sammy Sosa is just committed. Like, look, when you see me, this is what I'll look like now. You know? Well, and
how many people do you think see him on the streets and be like, are you Sammy Sosa?
Probably almost no one. He looks like an alien who's wearing like a Sammy Sosa mask that he like got the color wrong on. Like, he had a weird picture of Sammy Sosa.
That's great.
So
yeah.
He's I'm happy. I'm fine down here exploring Earth.
There's also his outfit in that picture too, with the scarf and all that. And I was like, was this dude like skiing? Where is he living now?
Looks like he was on the streets of Paris. You know, giving it the old OJ probably, but now he's like, It's like, but look at me. Look, I look different, right? Like, it's a whole other thing. He's happy. But that's what I was going to say, is he looks happy. And the other pictures they presented when his skin looked really damaged, he didn't look happy. And I was more apt to be like, oh, come on, Sammy, you look ridiculous. But, you know,
He once played for the Cubs organization, so what would you blame him for doing something crazy in left field like that, you know? I wouldn't. Trying to fit in with the fan base, I don't know.
Whatever. I think this, though, crosses bound, because I think Sammy Sosa was such a Chicago icon in the same way like Frank Thomas is. Like, when I see a picture of Frank Thomas in a restaurant in Chicago, I'm not like, that's stupid. Who's that guy? You know, because it's like at one point Sammy crossed that, but I saw Frank Thomas doing the playoffs last year, and he just looked like a healthy older dude. He wasn't like, got a picture of Frank Thomas, and he like looked like, you know, he didn't look like Louis C.K. You know, and we're here with Frank Thomas. You're like, is that Louis C.K.?
You know what else we got to talk about too is, I know we didn't say we was going to discuss this in before, but what about the Deion Sanders, Tony Romo show when Tony Romo was talking shit about Deion and
Silly. And Deion, Deion did fine, actually. I felt like Deion kind of restrained himself.
I know he did. If that was HBO, real time sports or whatever, or the Cap F podcast.
If Deion Sanders wants to come on the Sports with a Capital F podcast and air any grievances he has with Tony Romo, he's more than welcome. You will not be censored. We don't have any sponsors to upset.
Matter of fact, I'll give you some things to help you become more angry, like a drink or something. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need. Whatever you need, Deion.
You show up.
Just bring the gold jacket over. Let me wear the gold jacket.
He could come here live in the CapF Sports Studios, and me and him will sit across each other at this desk. We have scotch and science and a discussion. See how it goes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is cold for scotch out there, huh?
Yep, cold enough for scotch right now. It'll be this. We got about a 3-week window here where I'm at.
Excuse me.
But, yeah, no, that was pretty funny. That was did I mention Ezekiel Elliott? Because right before we started this podcast, I found out that his suspension is going to be served pretty much starting immediately. I guess he's out of appeals. So the Cowboys play the Falcons this weekend, but actually the people who it's really good news for are the Eagles, who are my weird favorite to win the NFC, like handedly.
You know, I still think the Bears have a chance on the NFC. I always do. We still have a chance. I don't know. The NFC is so kind of garbage right now.
Saying. Yeah. I feel like the Eagles are running away with it at this point, you know?
I mean, if the Seahawks, I mean, the Vikings, I mean, and I hate to say it, like, I mean, it's the Vikings, but they're still a pretty solid team too.
No,
like,
very
I think
good. They just don't, but they don't have much going on at quarterback. I mean, the defense is incredible, but
once Carson Wentz gets to the playoff, you know, he hasn't been in the playoff yet. He's still a young player, and bum ass Alshon Jeffrey, who couldn't produce for the Bears. I hope you, something bad happens to you, but you come back next season. But not that bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
But he comes back and plays for the Bears. That was very passive aggressive. I must say.
An Aaron Rodgers S-type injury would be nice, okay?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Let's transition into that exciting event for most of the listeners of this podcast, and we'll make it exciting for the others. But the Bears and the Packers are this weekend, and that is a tradition that goes way back. It's always a fun weekend either way. But my God, when Jay Cutler was the quarterback for the Bears, he didn't beat the Packers a lot.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least we don't have. See, this week I'm actually very optimistic that we can smash we can beat the Packers. Trubisky, I think Trubisky knows if he wins this game, it doesn't matter what he does the next two seasons. If he wins this game, he knows he's got the hearts of the fans. They're not gonna stray away if he wins. Like, it was like when Lovie Smith came and he said, "We're gonna beat the Packers," and then what? Lost both games. Like, that, I lost a lot of respect for Lovie that year when he did that. Couldn't even beat.
Yeah, but
promised.
Then we went to the Super Bowl.
And then he put in fucking Rex Grossman.
Right, but now listen. Yeah, okay. All right, listeners, we're about to talk about the Bears. Okay, so Lovie Smith. So in 2006, Lovie Smith gets to the Super Bowl. Okay, Rex Grossman's been your quarterback all year. You went 13-3. You had kind of a tight game with Seattle. You destroy New Orleans, who's the other like powerhouse team in the NFC. You destroy them. You're rolling in on a known choke artist. Like, why wouldn't you start Grossman? I mean, I was even someone who was like, oh, maybe you need to put Kyle Orton in. But name another time a team was going into a Super Bowl with a quarterback controversy surrounding the quarterback who started the whole season.
Denver Broncos pretty much like 2 years ago when Brock Osweiler pretty much took him to the playoffs and they pulled him out for Peyton Manning who couldn't complete a 15-yard pass. That happened 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that happened 2 years ago. It's
but
the
you
same
don't
thing.
Do that, though. That's what I'm saying. That's why you don't do that. You just, you know.
Kyle Orton started for us for like 7 games that year and they pulled him out in the Super Bowl for Rex and effect. They sexy Rexy. No, once again, Rex was still waiting on those Aragon tickets or wherever you're playing in the CFL. But
I think Rex Grossman played way more than 9 games that season. The season went to the Super Bowl?
Kyle Orton was the one who played most of the games that season. And I think he played us to the playoffs.
Not the year we went to the Super Bowl. Look that up. Pull that up. I believe that's correct. 2006. The 2006 Chicago Bears. They played the Super Bowl in 07 that year. I believe Rex Grossman started a vast majority of those games. Kyle Orton, I think, did some more starting the next season. And then he went to Denver and looked all right. And then
he looked like he did for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing I'm going to put up on the green screen. You brought up Kyle Orton. And if anyone's listening or watching at this point, they can see this awesome picture if they watch the YouTube video. But yeah, Kyle Orton, I remember during that time period, someone we were in like a forum with on that shyrap.com forum posted a picture of Kyle Orton like standing on a table in a bar with like a bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand and 2 Coca-Colas in the other hand. And it was, and it was a picture from like a Saturday night. Like during the season, but he was a back. He was like a third string backup at that point. But I don't think. I'm pretty sure Rex Grossman started almost all those games that year in 2006.
Did he? I think you might be right. I can't pull this up. This stupid ESPN app.
Either way,
I'm sorry. Either way, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pull that up. I'll put that stat later. Yeah. I can't pull it up for some reason. It's hard to Google all that stuff right now. I think it did say 16 games, though, for Rex Grossman. So.
Yeah. But either way, you know, he blew it. Rex Grossman is, I'll say it on this podcast until the day I die, Rex Grossman was like single-handedly responsible for losing the Super Bowl, but there was no reason not to start him, you know?
Well, I mean, when Devin Hester opens up the game with a touchdown, you almost think that you win it. You almost think the game's over. You think there's no way that our defense. No, I mean, Peyton. And we did lose to the greatest quarterback by means in the field at that time. Yeah. So next to Tom Brady.
Yeah. So. You know, part of what was really horrific about that Super Bowl loss for me was that I watched it at Harry Caray's in Wrigleyville, standing room only, like bucket of beer, and Devin Hester runs back the opening kickoff. I mean, that place was. It was ridiculous. You had to scrape everyone in there off the moon to watch the rest of the game. But Rex Grossman happened. And that was also, that was like one of the coldest nights in Chicago history. I remember leaving the bar to go to the Addison L stop, and it was like almost completely silent. But it was like easily like a few thousand people walking around out there. So it was just sort of like,
of course.
Like everyone's feet on like the frozen concrete, but otherwise it was like a death march. Well, that certainly slowed the old show up. What else are we gonna do?
The Bears will do that to you.
Yeah, they will. They slowed all of that down. But anyway, without painting that horribly graphic picture, let's move on.
And now the cap. Sports power rankings.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm sure you got sound effects, but I'll make them for you.
We did. I probably played it before that, but either way. What are you doing? You're reading something over there.
Oh, I was trying to pull up that Bears stat.
Rex Grossman started most of those games. Kyle Orton didn't have anything to do with getting the Bears to the Super Bowl that year. That was all defense and a handful of really good games by Grossman.
I'll prove you wrong. Don't worry. Oh, there's no G Color today, too, because I'm getting ready to move. So I tell G to take some time off. And that guy, you know, I tell him, like, you got your vacation days. You got to use them or lose them. Yeah. And he definitely won't lose them because there's no, you know, I'm not paying him. So he's gonna take
yeah, he's burning those vacation days up. Yeah, for people who don't know, G Cutler is a silent third secret co-host of this podcast, but he couldn't be with us today.
He'll be back. I think he's just downstairs on the couch being lazy.
That's okay. So. It happens. Everyone's not built for this. Moving forward, power rankings this week. Ready? Pianist.
Pianist?
Pianist. Like
somebody plays a piano.
Yep.
Okay.
A pianist.
Okay.
Lady. L-A-D-Y. Lady. And beer. B-E-R.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, too, I was making a new list of power rankings because I had ran through all the old ones, and this was the top three on the random noun generator were pianist, lady, beer.
Well, we know a pianist is at the bottom, so it's just put them in the rightful spot. Yeah. They can't compete with beer and woman. They can't compete.
All right.
And as you drink a beer right now, but ladies, or lady, or ladies?
That's it just says lady.
So, like the first lady, George W. Bush, when she was the first lady or something?
When George W. Bush was the first lady.
Whatever the fuck her name was, I don't know her name.
I believe George W.'s wife's name was Laura, but that's not really relevant. I hear what you're saying, though, but I feel like I have an argument against lady being at the top. Because, you know, it sort of depends on the situation. Because you could be, let's say you were out and, you know, you like got a flat tire and you pulled, you know, you had to get off the road and you kind of pulled up in someone's yard a little bit accidentally. And then some lady comes out and she's like, get out of my yard, and starts shooting at you. Like, that's a situation where some lady. Like, oh, I was peeing behind a dumpster and some lady called the cops on me. You know, some lady, L-A-D-Y, some lady can be a party pooper sometimes.
What if you go like, oh, I was walking into the men's bathroom and some hot lady came in and wanted to blow me off. What are you going to say there? That sounds amazing.
No, I'm just saying. I agree.
I'm just saying.
But
I'm
I don't
saying.
Think I mean, you would. But I would. I counter with this. I don't think you would ever say that exact string of words. I think in your scenario, the word lady is likely going to be a different word. In my scenario, in my scenario, some lady is generally, you know, somewhat negative.
Hey, lady,
you mind moving your car over? I mean, I know we don't really talk like that anymore, but
hey, lady, get out the way. That's exactly.
Hey, mister, what's wrong with your lady? Yeah.
Beer is still number one because.
No, of course, beer is number one.
What's the point of having a lady if there's no beer for her to get?
Hey-o! Dice Clay Singer. In here.
Good thing we have no lady listeners yet, really. So.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Even if we did, it's all in fun.
What about Chris Parrish? Thanks for liking the Facebook page. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
I told you we're gonna get on the show every time. Yep. Yeah.
We're gonna find new people who don't listen to the show and call them out. But yeah, Chris, yeah, we have mentioned Chris Parrish several times in the past. But actually, that was funny because I was thinking about it on my way home from work today about what we were gonna talk about Chris Parrish this time. And then when the pianist thing came up on the power rankings, I was like, oh, this is perfect because. Chris is a particular fan of a joke I tell, and I'll tell the joke real quick and then relay you a little story about where I told that joke the first time when I was with him. But so guy walks into a bar, and as he's walking in, he notices that at the end of the bar, there's a little guy about this tall, like about a foot tall, down at the end of the bar playing a little bitty piano. He sits down, he asks the bartender, he says, hey, what's up with that little guy playing the piano down there? Bartender goes, well, I got this bottle, right? And when you rub it, a genie comes out and grants you one wish. Guy's like, bullshit. Bartender says, no, for real. Hands in the bottle. He rubs it. Genie comes out. Guy says, I want $1 million. Genie says, done. Goes back in the bottle. Bottle goes back under the bar. They sit there and kind of talk to each other for a minute. And all of a sudden, it's like pandemonium outside, right? Like cars crashing into each other. People screaming. They pull down the blinds and they look. And there's ducks falling out of the sky. Cars crashing into each other. Ducks come waddling into the bar. They're like waist deep in ducks. And the guy reaches across the bar and grabs the bartender. He's like, hey, man, what the hell's wrong with your genie? I asked for $1 million. Now there's ducks everywhere. The bartender says, yeah, my genie's a little hard of hearing. You think I asked for a 12-inch pianist?
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's brilliant. I'm going to take that joke. That's a good joke.
Yeah, absolutely. It's here on the record. Anyone, almost anyone who's ever been to a bar with me has heard that joke at some point. But the funniest time I told that joke was I was with Chris Parrish and we went to a Cubs game. And this was when they were terrible. Like it was maybe 2009, 2010 maybe. And it was like the sweep of 08 was still fresh and the team had like clearly was in free fall. And me and Chris went to the game on some really cheap tickets I got on StubHub day of game. Excuse me. And we get our seats and we're sitting next to these two girls and they seem pretty cool. We're talking to them and we're all drinking beers and having fun. And I start telling jokes, right? And I tell the pianist joke. I say some other stuff. We're having a really good time. And we were talking a lot of nonsense. So it sort of started getting to time to be like, oh, well, what are you guys doing after this? Maybe we go to a bar or something. And we hadn't bothered to ask. So I asked him, I was like, well, what do you guys do? Like, what brings you here, right? Because I knew they were from out of town, but then I never asked what they did. They were like in training to be nuns. Yeah. I don't know what that's called. Like anti-seminary school or seminary school. I don't know what that particular training is called. I could have looked it up, but I, you know.
I don't think sitting at a Cubs game was the right idea for somebody who's training to be a nun.
It could have been the most elaborate ruse ever, but they were clearly enjoying themselves, you know.
That's what chicks are saying now. Like, yeah. No, I'm not.
Version of I have to wash my hair tonight ever, but they seemed very genuine. And, you know, it wasn't like very far into the game before we were in charge.
There's nothing genuine about a Cubs fan. So now you know you are in the wrong place. Go White Sox.
Said no one ever. Bears Packers, though. I was going to reserve some time to talk shit about Packers fans, but
I think we should hold off and wait till next week. What time was that game in the morning? Well, I might do the Sunday address if they win. I'll be watching that game. If I'm not here, I got to go fight for the Packers game. So
yeah, it's possible. I may be able to put something together, but it'll be a good time either way. It's always fun that time of year, and I think that this Bears team is more than capable of beating the Packers, especially without Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, we're coming off the bye week. I think that's going to give Trubisky a chance to actually get some game tape. And that Iman guy, that receiver that we got, like, he should be in the game next week as well.
So, supposed to be a new threat there.
Yeah, so we'll see. We signed some new tight end. We brought some tight end up also. No, I think the Bears put up 28 points next week. I think Trubisky throws for 2 touchdowns maybe runs one in, and then we have a defensive touchdown. That's what I think. Our defense are beasts. They're good.
No, the defense has proven to be fantastic. And they were pretty good all year. Like, all things considered, even when they were really getting worn out with Glennon out there and then Trubisky kind of getting his feet under him, they do kind of get left to hang out to dry out there. But, yeah, that's what I like about this Bears team. It looks familiar to me. The defense is really good, and the running game is strong. There. Yeah.
It's definitely getting there. I mean, if we have an offense that keeps them off the field, yeah. I mean, we have a good team. Give them next year. I hope whatever the Bears do, I hope they get a receiver next year. They go out for somebody who can give our running back games legit. Our defense is legit. Our special teams in a little hookup, but we're in the path of being a Super Bowl championship team in the next couple of years. So,
oh, you know what? I have a question for you on closing, and we'll roll this all the way back to Sammy Sosa. But so do you think Sammy Sosa would have gotten as much grief if he like had turned himself into some kind of like half robot, half human, considering how much money he has, like considering his resources? Like, I feel like him turning himself into a funny looking white dude was kind of like the mild end of what he could have done to transform himself with his money. Like, see also Michael Jackson. But do you think he would have got as much grief if he'd have tried to turn himself into a robot?
No, of course not. Because you know, and I know, I've been trying to do the racial shit on this podcast for a long time. But when you go to be white and you introduce the white culture into it, and a black person or Dominican, whatever he was, wants to be white, that's just going to give the white man more leverage to be like, see, we are far more superior. And I didn't want to say it.
It's popular. Look, man, it's a great thing to be, man.
Nobody's dipping their skin in honey or anything to become dark skinned. I guess that's not true.
That's not true. There's that crazy German lady with the monstrous fake boobs who's black now. There's
Wendy Williams.
I think Wendy Williams is actually a black man. I don't think that was very fair of you.
I don't know. I don't want to make anything racial or anything. No. But yeah, of course not.
I feel like I prevent you from bringing up race stuff out here. Do you? Do you think I feel like I'm like trying to escape?
No.
It'll be really funny to us, and it'll just never end. It'll just keep being funny.
Do you really think that anybody would have cared if Sammy Sosa... That picture is only circulated because Sammy Sosa's white. That's true.
That's it. I mean, why else are we talking about Sammy Sosa other than that he's white? But
correct.
It's a thing. It's at least...
It's hilarious.
It's one of those things that I see now as an adult, and I'm like, you know, Sammy Sosa was like a hero of mine. Like, what if you grew up in the 70s and you watched Bruce Jenner win gold in all 10 track and field events in the Olympics, right? Like, that's what Bruce Jenner did. Like, Bruce Jenner's athletic accomplishment was second to none.
Yeah.
He won. For sure. He is a whatever they call it. Decatha something. 10 gold medals. And then when he goes bonkers and like marries into that crazy family and turns himself into a woman, it's not unnoticeable. It's not funny.
No, it is hilarious. Yeah. No, it's hilarious that Sammy Sosa did that. It's why you're such an icon already. Right. You don't need to do anything to make yourself more of an icon. Like, you're totally fine. Yeah. Like, you're totally fine.
It's not need funny, for change. But it's definitely, I could see why someone who sees Caitlyn Jenner, who watched Bruce Jenner win all those gold medals, would feel like, wow, this is something I need to explore with my mind and try to put together. And that's how I felt when I saw Sammy Sosa. I watched Sammy Sosa like hit that home run after September 11th and run around the field with a little bitty American flag. And now I'm an adult.
No, there you go.
Yeah,
there
now I'm go. An adult, and I'm learning that nothing means anything and everyone's terrible. And then I like open my phone and there's Sammy Sosa. It looks like a character from a Pixar movie. It looks like Boss Baby out exploring France.
Fucking Sammy Sosa.
It's just, you know, it's just a byproduct. That's part of the problem with this podcast, which is why I feel like his reach isn't very deep, is because I just am talking about the things I see that make me go, huh.
No, it's, well, well, Sammy Sosa's white.
Yep. Sammy Sosa's white. It makes you go, huh. I mean, we all got to get up and go to work. But
at least you still got Ryan Sandberg, which is a Cub that nobody will hate. I like Ryan Sandberg. Yeah. And Mark Grace, is that dude's name? Those are my dudes. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. That era of Cubs. Yeah. Of course. When you were a kid.
The white Cubs play. The real white Cubs players, not Sammy Sosa. Sorry.
Here, look. This is. I'll show it to you. Like, this is Ryan Sandberg's bobblehead, right? See?
And you can look like Sammy Sosa. Yeah,
but
now
it looks like Sammy Sosa. Like, who is this? Is this Sandberg or Sosa? Sandberg or Sosa. It's a new segment called Is It Sandberg or Sosa? Who knows? It's a bobblehead. He does. He looks about like as nondescript as a white guy bobblehead.
Right, there we go. It's hilarious. And his haircut too. Yeah. I don't, we could talk about this for the next 3 hours.
No, I could. I could go in. It's but yeah. I at least wanted to begin talking about Sammy Sosa earlier by saying he looks happy and I'm happy for him. If he's happy, do what you want. You're one of my childhood icons, you know? You're a hero to me.
The next show, I'm gonna go through and I'm gonna go find out people who bleached their skin, and I want you to put these people on a thing, and we're gonna talk about other people who bleached their skins and see what they look like. Because I just want to know if this is a very common thing. Like, a lot of people are doing this.
Oh, it is. And I mean, if you, yeah, it is horrifying too. It's a horrifying symptom of some very deeply entrenched ideals of beauty left after Europeans raped and pillaged.
Oh, of course, yeah,
a
yeah,
lot
of course,
the
yeah.
world, right? Like that idea of like lighter skin being more desirable. But yes, it's also 2017. You have access to a lot of information. I can point to a lot of like really attractive women who don't look like Boss Baby and be like, you know, like, don't do that. Like, whatever you got going on, you can make that work. And I think in 2017, if you're still engaging in that, you may be, you know, maybe you have some sort of psychological issue that doesn't really have anything to do with, you know, historical oppression.
Yeah, no. This day and age,
access to the information, you know, like,
I mean, because you can choose the sex of your baby nowadays. That has nothing to do with anything, okay? Like, this
like
just
if
me
I
and
flew out there to see you and we went out on Halloween and I was like, oh, I'm going out as Flavor Flav. And I was like in blackface in the years ago before anyone would have known, you could have been like, hey, man, that's offensive. And I'd be like, oh, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. But like,
you know, but people did that this year. A lot of that was a big costume this year of white people painting the face. But like, that was what a lot of people did. And it blew. You guys got a lot of balls, man. I still say, I can't believe motherfuckers would do some shit like that.
Look, man, when white people do stuff like that, all they have to do is be like, it's a Halloween costume. Why don't you relax?
Yeah. Being that.
But what I was saying was
being cool
that
to keep
if I pretended to be Flavor Flav before the information was available. Well, I guess it would have had to predate Flavor Flav. But if we were friends in the 50s or 60s, maybe it would have made sense. But in the now, right, obviously you should know better. But also, like, in the now, if you bleach your skin to make yourself look ridiculous, I don't know how much that has to do with systemic oppression and not with, like, some sort of weird body dysmorphia. Like, you're...
Well, man, and Sammy Sosa is an older character, so you would have to put him in that, like, he grew up in a different time opposed to now. Like, he has the money. Like, now, if you have a kid and she's brown and she's like, I want to be a bleach my skin, and then obviously it's a cosmetic thing instead of a more personal issue. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I think we've done terribly at having this very serious discussion because, you know, we generally
serious discussions I don't do.
Yeah, we generally don't come in here charged up for serious discussions. But I'm glad we got that out of our system and accomplished nothing. Because it's important for this podcast.
As long as Chris Parrish listens to the show, I think we accomplished something.
All I want to do is be silly and have Chris Parrish as a listener. That's it. That's my only goal for this podcast. Be silly.
Once we get him, we'll move on to the next.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Corey Reisner.
Yeah. Corey's been on. He hadn't been back on. I don't know why. Maybe he thinks I edited it together to make him seem stupid. But what I felt like I edited it together to make him look like somewhat coherent. I felt like I wondered. I was like, what did he think? I was making fun of him. I was really trying to help him out.
Making Corey coherent is not an easy thing to do. And
it
I
was
love
tough.
That guy, but...
I have a lot of years of experience editing audio, man. That was a difficult task.
I imagine. Yeah. Man, that's when you got to bring in the Asian dude to do the overdub. Oh, I got to send you that video. I'm going to send you that video.
Yeah, send me the video. Either, as a matter of fact, you could just post it on the website. You have the login. Everybody go to capfsports.com to see whatever this crazy video is Flea's talking about. I'm Graham. He's Fleesky. We've been here for more than a half hour now. And if you sat through this, we certainly appreciate it.
You probably learned something, too.
Oh, you definitely learned something about life tonight. Good night, everyone.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is a capital F.
This is sports.